make sure we would have a day with, you know, decent weather, but we got an amazing fall sunny day last year. Hundreds of people came out to the fairgrounds, and basically this acts as a community event, but also as a fundraiser for 4-H. So we bring in a bunch of pumpkins, we have them out at the fairgrounds, and people are able to purchase a pumpkin, and then the funds raised from that event go right back into local 4-H programs. We also did some other fun stuff along with that. We had a couple photo opportunities set up where people could take cute pictures, like if they wanted to put those on social media. And it's a fun time for people to get out, connect with 4-H'ers. We ask our 4-H'ers to help volunteer to put on the event. So 4-H members and their parents and the leaders all will contribute to put on a big event like that for the community.
And how about in the snowy season? Are you still having activities when everyone else is inside playing board games?
I think a lot of our activities they change depending on the season. So we do a lot more indoor items during the winter months, but we have archery we can do indoors, so that's a pretty active one. And then we do a lot of our things like the sewing and the bread making and the crafts and that kind of thing through the coldest times of the month. And part of that is just the weather can be so unpredictable, as anyone who lives here knows. You
right.
can plan an outdoor event and it can be pouring rain or horribly windy and cold that day. So we do that. And then really like our more outdoor projects, like the hiking and the dogs and the horses, that's really a lot more during the warmer season, just for predictability of weather and that kind of stuff. But we do have stuff going all year long.
Would you be open to like other outdoor events if you found a leader interested, for example, like backcountry skiing or some of the different activities of that nature?
I would say, yeah, absolutely.
Heck yes.
Snowshoeing, yes. Ice skating, sure. Why not? Like, if you have something you love doing and you think it'd be fun to teach other people about that skill, I mean, certainly there'd be room for outdoor survival or like anything like that, any sort of life skill that we can share with our 4-H'ers. We would love to talk with you and hear from you. And now is a great time to reach out to us if you have a skill to share, because we are going to be starting to ramp up for the fall and looking for people who want to commit to doing a project with kids this fall and winter.
I'll ask you more about all the different ways that folks can get involved with 4-H, but before that, I would like to ask, how were these schedules impacted by COVID-19 and during the pandemic?
That was a tough year. Right. So COVID really hit in March of 2020, and I wasn't even involved then. Do you know kind of what the immediate impact was on 4-H?
Well, we couldn't meet in person. So Kate took the reins, and she transitioned a whole lot of projects to packets where you could go to the 4-H office and pick up the packet, take it home, and do the project where you're home, and then bring it back and take pictures. We did a lot of Zoom, a lot of Zoom.
Right. I think the 4-H painted some rocks around the Halloween season that ended up being placed
right.
around KMXT's little drive-through pumpkin display.
Yeah.
Those were adorable, by the way. Thank you.
Yeah, Kate has really, she really was so creative in finding ways to keep 4-H active during that first part of COVID onset and into that fall as we started a new year. I actually started with 4-H that fall.